Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great day of worship yesterday. One of our elders and director of literacy ministries, educational ministry in Zimbabwe, Africa, which is where he grew up and from, brought the message and an update. And so we're going to spend this week focused in on praying about the education of our children. They may be children related to us. It may be children within our church, within our community, within our world. But each weekday morning, we're going to kind of look at a different segment of children. And then the next day, we'll pray specifically for those who teach that segment. We're going to begin focused in on preschool students and families. And I understand and recognize and value the variety of educational choices that we have here in the United States, at least here in Indiana where I live, the choice of homeschooling, the choice of private schooling, often Christian-based private schooling, the choice of public schools, and some variations of combinations of those that families are able to use. And so as we pray this week, we're talking and praying about each element that a family might find themselves involved in and using with the education. But we also recognize that the primary educator of children ought to be the parents. And I realize there are times that that doesn't happen. There's times that that can't happen. The educational institutions and establishments that we have really sometimes forget that they are there to assist the parents. And so it's a privilege to work in a building here at the Deer Run Church of Christ where we have a great preschool program for those that want to take advantage of that and use that Sunshine Preschool. We have a great K through 8 faith-based, Christian-based school for those that want to take advantage and use that. And each of these not only desire parental involvement, but recognize the value of parents being involved in their child's life, of parents reading to their children on a regular basis, of helping them and training them and disciplining them and assisting them. But as we focus in this morning, again, on preschool students and families, we recognize the foundational elements that are necessary. The safety net, the security, the establishment of a sense of peace. Whether they're in a preschool program or whether they're just learning at home. I grew up on a farm. My preschool was mom and dad putting me to work. I kind of joke about that, and it's because it's true partly. But we also had information. We had training. We were taught how to treat one another, how to treat mom and dad, how to treat our peers at church, how to treat our adults and other adults and those that we knew well and those that we didn't know well. We were taught a love of reading, a love of learning, a love of understanding. All of those things can be taught at home if time is available. But above all, the foundation of knowing there was a safe place, of knowing that mom and dad loved me, and that they would care for me no matter what. And as we consider what it looks like, I think it's difficult for any of us to really look back on those preschool years. For the most part, they're pre-memory. And there are those that have a vivid memory or two out of their preschool years. But that's about it. And so it's difficult for us to imagine what it's like for a one-year-old, a two-year-old, a three-year-old, a four-year-old, a five-year-old, those that are still getting that foundation established in their life. There are many studies, and I believe to be true, that one of the greatest things you can do educationally for your children is to read to them. I don't know, we get into the trap in today's culture of simply handing them a tablet, an electronic device, something to occupy their attention. Because we're busy. Because we're tired. Because we're not sure what else to do. But not only reading to them, but sharing God's Word with them. The stories I remember were typically stories from a children's Bible storybook. To hear the stories of the Bible written for a child to understand. Not only built within me a love of reading, it developed within me a passion for God's Word. To know the rest of the story. To dive in deeper on my own when I was able to. And so we spend time today praying for those preschool students and their families, their parents, those who have responsibility to care for them. And part of that care is the instruction. We're focused on education. But that instruction generally goes better if there's stability in the family. If their needs are being met, if they're not scrambling day to day to figure out how we're going to eat, where we're going to live, how will we get through the day? And so our prayer for preschoolers, for the families, is not only that they learn, but that they thrive. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us this great gift of preschoolers. Sometimes we don't see it as a gift. They haven't learned a lot yet. They're often very active. They can be noisy. They can be fast. They can be inquisitive. And Father, in this world that we live in, that's the hectic nature of it, it's difficult for many to slow down and to pause and to value these little ones. And so, Father, it's an incredible picture in my mind when I read of Jesus blessing these little ones, the disciples getting upset and telling the mothers to take these kids away, and Jesus rebuking those disciples. And then turning the tables and saying, unless any of us come to him like a little child, we'll never enter your kingdom. And so God, thank you for that reminder. And may we carry that reminder with us each day as we desire to learn what it looks like to become like a little child in our faith, in our trust, in our love, in our compassion, in our mercy, in our fairness. And God, as we interact with children, whether they're children in our home on a daily basis, whether they're our grandchildren, whether they're the children at church or family gatherings or wherever we see them, give us the heart to pause, to value them. And God, I thank you for how moldable and trainable these little ones are. God, I pray for the ministry of Sunshine Preschool that's here at Deer Run, for the teachers and all of those that invest in these little ones, for the parents who have entrusted us with setting some of these foundational elements. Father, for the parents that recognize the partnership, who allow us to do our part even as they do their part. But Father, for preschools all across this city and the area that we live in that are doing similar work, may you bless them, may you bless the relationships they have with the parents as well as with the children. Father, may you help every one of us, and especially those who are parents, to never forget the value of implanting these Bible stories and truths into the minds of the little ones. Your word tells us that you instructed your people to share the stories of you as they walk along the road, as they sit at home, as they share a meal, as they go to bed, throughout their entire day. And so, God, help us to have wisdom, to know when to set aside the tablets and electronic devices and have some of that real FaceTime, where we're sitting together with a little one reading a story, sharing a prayer time, listening to their day, their concerns, their excitement. Father, as we pray today for the education of the preschoolers and their families, may you continue to do a mighty work. May your people, the church, continue to value the little ones. May we understand more fully how to become like the little ones that are welcomed into your kingdom. God, today, in whatever interaction we may have with those that are preschool age, whatever interaction we may have with their parents, may it be positive. May we learn from them even as they learn from us. And Father, I pray that you would provide every need, that the cares of this world would not be a distraction to the education of the little ones. And Father, as we share the important foundations of education, may we continually lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.